Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Sylvia Milo stars in the poetic and poignant production of The Other Mozart, directed by Isaac Byrne. The true story of this untold figure in music history comes to life with music composed by Mozart and Mariana Martinez. Original music written for the play by Nathan Davis and Phyllis Chin. The New York Times describes the show as strikingly beautiful. The Stage of London says the show is a gem. Discover the real story behind The Other Mozart at Rubicon Theater in Ventura's downtown cultural district. The Other Mozart opens May 31st and runs Wednesdays through Sundays through June 18th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and welcome back. Happy Memorial Weekend. And God, we've got another great hour for you. And of course, we've been here since 6 o'clock. Great show, great things happening this weekend. And of course, everybody always remembers this to be the, you know, barbecues and all that. But I do want to take a moment to remember the people that have served our country and the families that, you know, might be without somebody now. But our hearts and our thoughts go out to you. And of course, again, we've got lots of fun things we're talking about. I've got Matthew and Shelby here from Mortgage Couch. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing How you time. Doing? Good. And of course, joining us in the studio is Mayor Eric Nasarenko, and he is going to be talking with us about the community and talk about community. You guys are all about community. You guys are always doing stuff. So we've got some really fun things that we're going to be talking about. I hope that you stay with us all the way through the show. And of course, that is 8 o'clock, but we are always here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And then if you miss any part of our show, you can go on our website and hear it there, or you can download our podcast and hear it there. And that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, I always want to say, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all those places to find out more about my guests, my sponsors, and all the events that we help and support and be a part of. If you have a business or you have an event that you would like us to be a part of, please call us. And that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. At the same time, We on here on the Kim Pagano Show love to give back. And we do that with all these great gifts that we have. And again, all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. And we will ask you if you're okay to add you to our newsletter. You find out more about all of our great sponsors and a link right to their website and all that. And all, actually more chances to win. So when you call up, leave us your name, your number, and your email and your phone number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with the Taste of Camarillo, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County, happening at the Camarillo Ranch House that Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4 p.m. Circus Vargas, talking about them, both in Ventura and in Thousand Oaks. It's a great show, and it's Steam Cirque. No more animals, just lots of great entertainers there. Circus Vargas is back. Ojai Wine Festival, the 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival. That is going to be going on June 11th from 12 to 4 at Lake Casitas. We have California Kettle Corn to give away. You brought in samples today.
I did,
these
yes.
aren't samples. These are servings. They're
that's
huge.
Right. Yeah.
It's
in
great.
Fact, there you go. And
if
they're
anybody
so
leaves
good.
That behind, it's going to go to
yeah,
a really good
cause.
Yeah,
it's kind of like one of my, I don't know, I think I'm addicted to it or something. Uh-huh. It's like you can't just have one bite, you know? So anyways,
just like rolling pin donuts.
I know. There you go. Another one.
And we have Studio Channel Islands Magic Show. That's May 26th, Cocktails and Comedy. The date on that is Friday, June 30th. And finally, Arts Alive. That is Saturday,
today.
May 27th.
Yeah,
oh, it's today.
Today, yeah. I'll be out there, and it's going to be a great event. So I'm going to be out there emceeing, and I'd love to see everybody out there right now. And, of course, let's start off, since we were talking about kettle corn, let's start off with a bag of kettle corn to one of my listeners out there. Call in right now. Actually, we'll do a couple bags. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, I always love to start with something a little uplifting. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't get very far until you change it. So with that, I love to start our day in a positive way. And of course, this couple here is on fire, and I'm so excited to have them be a part of our show. Matthew and Shelby, and of course, Mortgage Couch. Welcome, you guys. And gosh, you guys, everywhere I look, you guys are doing something. And God, tell us a little bit about what's going on and how our listeners can be connected to you.
Well, let's see. The most the thing coming up most that I'm really excited about is that next Friday, June 2nd, the Ventura Chamber of Commerce will be announcing the winner of the YPG and Ambassador Challenge. And a lot of you guys know about this challenge. We've been doing it for several years, and basically every year the young professionals and the ambassadors team up, and we have a friendly competition, and we gather a ton of donations for our local nonprofits. And this year we went over the top. We do not have the final tally yet. It will be announced on June 2nd, but it is thousands of items, sheets, blankets, pillows, pillowcases, towels. And all these items are going to like over 10 different nonprofits in our community. And
oh,
so we're just
great.
Really excited.
Wow. And of course, what part are you in this?
I'm the YPG chair.
Okay.
So I'm really excited to hear the announcement of the winner. And we're looking forward to delivering all of those items to the different nonprofits next week.
That's awesome. That's great. And congratulations on always doing such a great job. So how about you, Matthew, over there? What's your end of this?
Oh, well, it just seems like I'm always along for the ride when it comes to a lot of these events.
I sound like my husband. right? My husband's like, where are we going this weekend? Wait, how long do you have to be there? Wait, what are you going to be doing? Well, what am I going to be doing, you know?
Yep, yep. It's kind of scary that we were just reviewing our September calendar.
Yeah, we're
and it's just
it's so much fun though, isn't it?
There's so
I
many
mean,
things
yeah,
going on.
There is I have to tell you, of all the communities, oh my God, I don't know if we're just all connected so much that, you know, but once you start to give, the doors just keep going opening
yeah.
up.
Ventura is a great community.
It really is.
And there's exciting things on the mortgage front. You know, I specialize in renovation financing, and that in the past has only been available for conventional and FHA.
Right.
And coming this June, it's going to be available for veterans. So,
oh, my God. I know we were talking about that. I really, in fact, next month I want you guys to really, whenever it starts,
yep.
I really want to concentrate that and really get that out there, because Oh my gosh, how many people can we help?
It's going to be huge for veterans who already own their own home and have deferred maintenance, and they want to do all the renovations and things that they've been really wanting to do. It's going to be huge. And then
so let's just back up for a minute. So a veteran that already owns their own home,
they've lived there for a long time. The house needs a roof or gutters, or it's got termite, or you know, whatever. But you know, a lot of people don't have the extra money just to. You know, large expenses are not available for them. And this loan is going to allow them to do all of those renovations within the VA program, which has not been available. So it's going to be really...
Is this brand new? Or is it just more known?
Yeah. So the VA has always allowed a lot of leeway when it comes to what they would guarantee from a lending standpoint. However, lenders didn't want to take the amount of risk for financing 100% of the value. And so lenders were very gun shy in doing it. And so over the last few years, we've slowly seen the VA loan continue to open up a little bit more on the lending standpoint. And now we're looking at getting renovation finally. So while the VA would always guarantee it, there was just never a lender out there doing it. Now we're finally going to have a lender to do it.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, really, that's huge. So I'm excited to share that with everybody. And of course, talk about you are the founder and president going on 12 years, right?
Well, I've been in the industry for 12 years now. Mortgage Couch has been around for just over 4.5 now. I think we crossed over.
That's awesome. And I watched you guys grow like leaps and bounds. Yep. I mean, I remember you at your other place and, you know, I mean, realistically, you were like, okay, you know, I remember Shelby's like, yep, we're going for it. And Matthew's like, let me just like watch my footing. You know, there's something always about women, right? Yeah. You know, we got to push our men to get there. And look where you guys are. Wow.
Yeah, we're really
blessed and
happy,
yeah, grateful.
Yeah, definitely grateful. We came from a closet to our awesome space that we're in right now.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun, and we're looking to continue to have fun.
And we've had a lot of support from the community and our neighbors and our friends and everyone here in Ventura. We've embraced Ventura, but they've, you know, embraced us, and very grateful for all the relationships we've developed over the past couple years. And, you know, just can't say enough about our chamber and all the people that we've really gotten to know.
Well, you know, it takes a village, right? And and I always, I mean, everybody always hears me say this on my show, because I really believe this is how I brought my children up, is many hands make little work. You know, it might not be there today, it might not be there tomorrow, but when it is, we reach out and we help each other, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
we can't do it alone. And so, you know, you look at it, the time of our life where we are today and the things that are happening in our world, and, you know, we have to be the affiliates, and we have to be the strength behind our families to step up so that we're the examples. People always say, what can I do? Just be your best and do the right thing when you can. And that's really what I try to teach my children and what I really talk about here.
Yep.
And when I think of people out in our community, you guys, I just, you know, to me, to be affiliated with you and vice versa, I thank you for all the things that you guys do, because, you know, for me, I've been doing this for 10 years. And when I can be a voice, or I can help feed somebody, or I can help, you know, stop and make a difference, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
The money comes. Absolutely. And the jobs come and the work comes, but it's just being, you know, kind of who you are and feeling good at the end of the day that we all matter.
Right.
And so, okay, enough of that. Where are loans at right now? Because this is like a really good time to still get in, right? And I mean, a lot of people, I just had a call, I was telling you guys both in the break, that, you know, we have like hidden money in our homes, and sometimes we're like, you know, trying to scrimp and save, and we don't realize, like, wait a minute, actually our home values kind of went back up again. And so it's a really good time still.
Absolutely. A lot of the values are back to previous to the recession lows. So, or previous recession highs. So we're all back to, you know, having equity.
That was
in our
like
homes.
Kind of a quick fix, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a little scary. My husband's like, just hold on, you know. I'm like, well, you know, but
Yeah, and so now it's just being smart about your money and not making the same mistakes that happened before the downturn. And thankfully, credit quality and the types of loans that are available now require you to document your ability to repay the loan. So it's going to be really difficult to redo what happened back then.
So they learn from it. And, you know, I mean, it's like it's hopefully you can't repeat it.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
Yeah, delinquencies are down at their very lowest they've been in a long time. And the delinquencies that you are seeing now are because of, you know, life-changing events, something that
drastic
happens.
That, yeah.
You know, drastic. It's not because someone lost their job. It's not because they can't afford the payment. It's not because they got into a weird interest-only arm that, you know, adjusted. It's because of something, you know, happened. It's, you know, their delinquencies are really not around anymore because the equities are back.
Right.
There's not, you know, nobody's really negative on their home value anymore.
Right.
And then,
at least in Ventura County, there are definitely,
well, I'm sure there's markets
in the nation. There are markets, but from California, we've recouped all of the losses for the most part.
So let's just kind of break it down into a couple of things. So refinancing. Okay, how hard is it to refinance if you have some equity in your house? Maybe you don't have great credit, but you pay your bills on time. Where's that?
It just depends. As long as you pay your mortgage on time, I mean, that's the number one thing. If you're not paying your mortgage on time, you're going to have a really hard time getting a new mortgage from anyone.
Okay.
But if you've got, you know, a late car payment once or twice, or you've got, you know, a credit card you forgot to pay, or, you know, whatever, you know, you're not so bad off as long as you're paying your mortgage. One thing that we look at is it's called net tangible benefit. So we really need to see that it's going to be a benefit of some way, whether you're taking cash out for home improvement or debt consolidation, or you're lowering your rate, you're lowering your term. People aren't just refinancing to refinance. That was one of the other problems in the.
What is interest rates out right now? Like, I mean, a 30-year.
Well, we just locked a couple loans this morning.
3.75, 3.8, right around there.
Still in the sub 4 range.
So yeah. How many points do you have to make it so it's profitable or it's worth
it's case
it?
Case by case, because it depends on the loan amount. It depends on if you're cutting the term. Like if you've been in your mortgage for 10 years and you only have 20 years left,
you don't
really
want to do a
30-year. To put you into a 30-year.
Correct. I'm glad you mentioned.
You know,
that.
It'd be better for me to put you into a 20 or a 15. You know, it's just.
What is a 20-year usually going for right now?
Those are right under 3.7.
Oh, so that's still
really similar to the 3 and a. Or
and
the
then you go down to the 15.
Yep.
And that's where you're in like the 3.25 range. I mean,
but it's still pretty, that's pretty. I mean, wow. Yeah. So.
So the rates are good. They got. After the election, they did go up, and we saw a lot of, you know, we did see some rate spikes, but they've really settled back down, and we're not back where they were really low last year, but we're really close. They're very, very good interest rates at this point right now.
Wow, okay. Well, I know we also want to talk about, you guys do a lot of new purchases too, right? And there's not a lot of inventory anymore. I mean, it seems like for one, you know, house that's for sale, there's like 10, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Is that kind of what
especially
you're saying?
In the affordable price range, you know, in the half a million and right around there. I mean, anything around there, it's gonna go quick because you have so many buyers that's what they're looking for right now. But I mean, I can tell you our buyers are finding houses and they're getting their offers accepted. So I think working with an experienced agent that's in it full time, that's their business and that's, you know, what they're doing every day.
What about being pre-approved? Is that a big deal?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without being pre-approved, you don't really know what you don't know. And so with a pre-approval, we're able to just look at the big picture. If you're paid with commission or if you're paid overtime, it's really important to get all of the pieces out of the way that go into the math of making sure that you're approved for whatever you're looking for. Because, you know, maybe you did just start earning or here's a great example. You just got a second job to make it work. Well, we can't use that second job employment until you've been on the job for a year. Or is it 2 years?
You need a two-year history of working two jobs before we can use secondary employment. So
has that always been the 2 year?
It's been that way for a while. I don't know how long it has, but it's been there for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And a lot of different things, overtime income changes, commission income, that has to be average. So, you know, where you as a consumer think you're seeing how much money you're making on a monthly basis, you can afford Y based on your X, well, we're going to have a different math problem compared to what you're thinking. And so when you get pre-approved, we can do that math problem ahead of time and let you know how far
so
you're
you don't
going.
Get your feelings. I mean, your hopes up, and then you're like, wait a minute, I'm making enough money. Well, you didn't realize what the different changes have been.
Exactly.
The last thing we want to do is get someone in escrow, have them pay for a home inspection, have us, you know, in escrow, and then have the verification of employment come back and, you know, weird things out. You know, we would much rather do all of that due diligence before you're in escrow so that we can run with it.
Right. Well, when we come back, will you guys stay with me? We're going to take a really quick break. I want to find out what my listeners or what people need to come in, meet with you, kind of find out what all the stuff they have to do so that they could be ahead of that game, and also see if there's any money in their homes that maybe they're leaving in there and they can actually still stay at the same low rate if they have a higher interest or something like that and be able to get some money out.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we have Matthew and Shelby in our studio. And of course, we're talking about Mortgage Couch. And we're going to find out a little bit more if you are maybe upside down from a past history, or maybe looking for a new house, or just kind of want to check in and see if there's anything that you can do. I'm telling you, they're an amazing couple, and they both have their own amazing qualities. So I would love to share them with you. So stay with us. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to send somebody to Circus Vargas. And of course, that's happening this weekend. We've got tickets for this weekend, and of course that's happening at the Ventura Fairgrounds, and then also Thousand Oaks. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the Big Top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we've got Matthew and Shelby from Mortgage Couch. And I do want to give out their phone number. And of course, that is 805-676-0377. But we were just talking that if you have a need or you're thinking, God, maybe I could do something, just go to their website. And of course, that is mortgagecouch.com. And then you can go on there, put in your information. In fact, Shelby, tell them there's a check in there, right?
There's a spot where you can apply now and you can fill in all of your data. What we're really looking to capture is your past 2 years residence and employment history. And there's a spot where you can say whether or not you'd like us to pull credit or whether you would wait, you know, you want us to wait to pull credit until we actually meet in person or talk to you about your scenario. But putting that information in the system basically creates a pre-application for us to work up scenarios and options and go over different, you know, different options.
So when you talk about, you know, checking credit, what helps your credit? What hurts your credit? Because that people, I think, are really unsure of. Because, you know, we had talked in the break, if you co-sign for your kids or you, you know, you're helping them, but at the same time, you're hurting them, right? Or vice versa.
So lending is pretty credit driven to the most extent. And having a good FICO score gets you the best loan programs and pricing. And so going into your credit score or positive payment history, making sure that you're always paying your debts on time, so car loans being paid every month, credit cards being paid on every month. The second thing that goes into your credit score is how much are you utilizing your revolving debt? So if you're maxing out of your credit card and you're not paying more than the minimum payment every month, you're going to have a lower credit score than somebody that's only utilizing 20% of their credit and paying it off every month or something like that.
So Matthew, if you get like a new credit card, you know, I was at JCPenney's and they're like, oh, you're going to get 25% off. You know, why don't you do it? And I'm like, all right. You know, I thought I already had one. They couldn't find me. And they're like, okay, I did it. Does that hurt me?
So it typically does.
And, yeah.
And
the
other part of that FICO score is length that you've had a trade line or debt on your credit report. So when you just open up a new credit card, you have a brand new trade line. So that most likely would impact your score negatively. On top of that, if you open up a car loan, for example, well, if you were previously able to afford $300,000 loan before you got the $500 a month auto loan, well, now you probably only qualify for $250,000.
So what do you do? I mean, so now, because, okay, so I did it and my FICO score did go down. I'm like, you know.
So you don't want to close it.
Okay.
The longer that you keep it open, once you have it for 12 months, your FICO will go right back up. And also if you did like this major shopping, you got all your spring wear, what have you, you know, you put a couple $100 on it and the credit limits only so much, you look like you just maxed out a new card. It dings it and it says like, whoa, you're doing something
bad.
But
then I paid it off in full.
But then you pay it off and then you keep it and you use it every now and then. And then you pay it off and you keep using it. And it
just washes out.
It actually will make your credit better because now you're using your credit for a longer period of time and you're not maxing it out.
So what about revolving counts as opposed to, like, you know, if you have an American Express, okay, and you pay it off every month, but you have a revolving, you know how they'll call you up and they'll go, oh, you guys have such great credit, we want to put you on revolving, right? I've always heard no.
Well,
but what's your thought on that?
It's going to be considered similar to an American Express card or any other charge card, in the essence of if you max it out, it will impact your credit score in a negative way. You would definitely want to maintain 20% of the available balance. If you maintain that on all of your charge revolving cards.
So you want to keep 20% open.
No, 20% utilized max.
Oh, only.
So
okay.
If you have a 5,000.
20 to 30%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you have a $5,000 credit limit, don't go over 1,000. You'd have to mentally put that block in your mind.
But that is like, it's almost like, you know, going on a diet, okay? Right. Like if you know you're going to be purchasing something, like you, the whole family has to be like, okay, here, honey, you can't do this, you can't do that, because you got to plan for it, right?
It's all, and that's it. It's all about planning. And before you purchase a car, and if you don't own a home, maybe you should put a plan together where you own a home first. And then once you're settled, then you purchase the car. It's all about having a really good plan together with your family.
Yeah. Now, what about leases? Same thing. Does that affect your...
Yep. And the lease is even a little bit more difficult because it's... You can't just like sell the car or what, you know, you have to show that you traded it in, and then you have to show the underwriter that you have another vehicle that you didn't get a new lease.
So this is all the work you guys do for us, right?
It gets complicated.
So we just think you're getting this loan, and yet you're going, okay, so let me, go through your whole entire life right now, right? And kind of put it in order.
And that's kind of the difference, the approach that we take. You know, you sit on the mortgage couch. We have a nice TV in our conference room. You get to know how these guidelines affect you.
And let me
personally
tell you, when you sit on their mortgage couch with this huge computer, right, in this really nice little office, I love you guys' office, right? But you feel really comfortable, and it's like, okay, let's go to work.
Right.
Yep.
That's it. It's understanding what options you have, understanding your specific scenario, because we're all not the same. It's just life, right? And we want to help everyone understand this process better than anybody else. That's the goal.
Yeah. Right. The refi is not as stressful because you already live there. You know, there's not a timeline. There's no, you know, if something goes wrong, it's not like you're going to lose your house. You live there.
Great point.
A purchase could be really, really stressful because you have given notice to your previous, you know, landlord. There's a timeline involved. You have movers ready. You have the new floor guy ready. I mean, there's a lot going on in a purchase. It can be really, really stressful. And so, you know, in our experience, the buyers who meet with us and we make a plan and we pencil this out on what's going to be needed and how we're going to document certain situations, those buyers have a very nice
calming experience.
And
they're relaxed.
They've got very happy.
Well, you know, it's all about preparation.
Right. It is preparation.
I mean, really, you know, you guys are in business and you guys are in a lot of events, right? You know, before I go speak, I'm prepared, right?
Yep.
I walk in and going, okay, I'm here. What are we supposed to, you know, you're not going to be prepared. And it's the same thing in life. And, you know, it's all about having everything in order, making sure your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed,
yep,
right? And that's what you guys do. So to me, you know, what a better way to have a team that's going to sit down with you and look at all your whole life. And you want to do it ahead of time. You want to do it where, you know, you're in the calm of things, not
yep,
in, you know.
Where we have room for improvement and room to correct things.
Right.
Certain items can't be corrected once they're in place. So, you know, it's best if we meet before we get the process started.
Right.
And then we can put everything in place correctly.
Right. I love that. All right. So really quick, I want to, again, just tell you thank you for all the great things that you do. And of course, we're talking about a mortgage couch. And, of course, you guys are both mortgage brokers, right? There's a little difference there, too.
Yep.
We didn't really talk about that. Mention that.
Well, a mortgage broker basically isn't captive to one lender. So we find either the best priced lender for your loan, or we're going to be able to find the specific lender that's going to work for your specific needs. And not everyone's needs are the same, like we talked about earlier. And so being a broker, we have a lot of flexibility. We have about 10 lenders that we're approved with right now. And if there's a need that comes across our desk that we don't have a lender for, then we just pick up the phone and start dialing for dollars and find that lender.
That's awesome. All right, you guys, again, I want to give out Mortgage Couch phone number, and that is 676-0377. That's 676-0377. But easier than anything, and in the privacy of your own home, just go to mortgagecouch.com, and you can kind of put all your stuff there, kind of see where you're at, and then once you feel comfortable and that you want to, you know, go down that road, then, you know, you both will be amazing to help them
pick it up and run.
There you go. I love it. And really quick, I just want to, you guys also just recently did the Relay for Life, right? Yep. The American Cancer Society, actually with Tom.
Yep.
And the Habit for Humanity, Food Share, Project Understanding, Turning Point, our local California Veterans Home, and then Las Poses Children's Center. So thank you for everything that you guys do. And let me know if I need to be a part of any of those, because I love what you guys are doing, and same, you know, vice versa. So again, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. All right, you guys. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, of course, we've got the mayor in the studio, and Mayor Eric Nasarenko. And we're going to talk a little bit about the community, more about the community. All right, stay with us. And of course, I'd love to give something away. We didn't even mention this, but we got some Rubicon tickets coming up. So I'd love to share those with everybody. They've got another show coming up, and we'll tell you all about it. But call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's only two types of people in the world. The ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I'm put on a show kind of girl.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we are in our Memorial Weekend, and I just want to really just set a little message out there, remembering the people who served our country, and really that's what it's all about. You know, I know that we're all out there having our barbecues and having our family get-togethers, but that's really what this weekend is all about. And again, I'm really excited. I have the Mayor Eric Nasarenko in here, and of course, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here, Kim.
Yeah. I know we've met at a bunch of different places, and I'm really excited to kind of just really have a chance to sit down and talk with you and find out a little bit about what you, who you are, the background of who you are, and then, of course, all the great things about the community.
I look forward to talking to you and taking calls. I just want to comment on your reflection about Memorial Day, which I agree with. It's
Thank
a time
you.
To be with family and friends, but it's also a time to reflect, to take into account those who have lost their lives on behalf of this great country.
And gives me chills just thinking about it, because, you know, we talked a little bit about it in our earlier show, and then in the beginning of this show, is our world is in a little scary time right now. And I think that we all need to be the advocates of our family. And you know, everybody asks what we can do, but it's like, yes, show up and be your best you.
And what makes Ventura such an exceptional place is its strong sense of community.
Oh, I love
how we all join together. We have a deep love for this city and this county as well as this country. And this is a time to just take a pause. And
I love that.
To also practice gratitude for all that we have here and all that we've been given. And obviously to those who have been given much, much is owed.
There you go. I love it. Couldn't say it better. So anyways, Eric, tell us a little bit about kind of all your life up until today, where you are as a mayor.
Well, I've been mayor now for a year and a half. Prior to that, I was the deputy mayor of the city, as you and your listeners may know.
So tell us, what's the difference?
more work.
Okay. Oh, so you're doing less work now, right? Okay. Okay.
No.
No, this is more work. Yeah, the other is okay. So
we, unlike Oxnard, for example, or Simi Valley, appoint our mayor from within the council.
Okay.
So the seven of us on the city council make a decision every 2 years as to who should be the mayor. Cheryl Heitman was the mayor prior to me. In some sense, the deputy mayor is a platform to become the mayor, but not necessarily.
Okay. If you're doing a good job. No. Yeah, right. Right.
No. Depending on what your colleagues think of you. But I contrast Ventura with Simi and Oxnard because they directly elect their mayor. They put that question to the voters. It's on the ballot, but we make a decision internally. We have a charter in our city, Kim, and that's basically the city's constitution. And that constitution says you can hold the position for mayor, but you can only do so for 2 years. And if you want to do it again, you have to sit out two, which I think makes sense.
Right.
I mean, the charter's from 1931, and my
Why change it, right? Yeah, I mean,
I don't think they wanted too much power to accrue in one individual.
Right.
Which is why they had this kind of sit-out clause, and they didn't want it to be longer than 2 years. And I think that's a good check and balance.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, okay. So, schooling. Where'd you go to school? And
I went to law school in the evening at Loyola in downtown Los Angeles. Okay. So that took 4 years.
Okay.
And I worked during the day in Pasadena. I handled public relations, government affairs for the Pasadena School District. And prior to that, I graduated with a BA in history from University of California at Irvine.
Wow.
In fact, it's 25 years ago.
Oh, you have your reunion
coming up, right?
Yes, okay, okay.
1992, the proud class of UC Irvine.
Are you going? Is there something?
You know, I played soccer for the school, and we occasionally have these alumni games where the alumni players compete against the existing team. I may do that, but right now I'm just going to kind of enjoy the fact that it's been 25 years.
Hey, you know what? And look where you are today. And you know what? It's all about, first of all, did it go by fast?
Extremely.
Isn't that the craziest?
You know, just as an aside, Kim, my wife and I went to see you two at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, how was that? Was that amazing?
It was amazing.
That's what I heard, yeah.
The reason I bring it up is that's 30 years ago because they played front to back the Joshua Tree. So part of me is like, where did the 30 years go? But then another part is, wow, this is great to be here and to embrace this and to have all this great music 30 years later.
Yeah, I remember, I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was James Taylor. I think I was just telling my husband. And he was like one of my favorites. And we were at the Civic Arts Plaza. And he just started the show and he kind of looked out and he was like, wait, why are you guys all here? You know, and we were like, what's he talking about? And he goes, you guys were young, like, you know, and it's like, and he goes, oh my God, how fast did my life go by? And that's all of us. We don't realize, you know, and he was still amazing, but it's like that flash, you know, and you look around and you're like, wow, you know, and you got to cherish our journeys, but it's all about really taking care of ourselves and you know, walking through life, right?
Yeah, because you're always in go, 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 school, getting the kids ready, you know, enjoying those weekends when you can have them, and then work and the commitments.
The balance.
And the balance.
Trying to,
But what was amazing is that we listened to that music, and it sounds Took us right back, but it's just as relevant and great today as it was back then.
And that's a brilliant musician, isn't it?
Yeah. Just there's something about music that can transport you both to the past, but also keep you in the present.
Absolutely. I think music and food, okay?
Yes.
You walk in and you smell some hot chocolate chip cookies or something, and you could just go right back to, you know, or like that cake or the bread or, you know, I mean, it's funny. You think of like, for me, you know, like those buns, okay, or like the rolls at school. You remember how they used to have them in the cafeteria? I could just go right back and go, oh my God, in the big pants, you know? So there you go. See, and that's what I love, where you kind of takes you right back there. And music does that too.
Agreed.
So children, you have children?
I do. I have a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Wow.
She just turned 11 last month. And then my 7-year-old will be celebrating his 8th birthday in June.
Oh.
So we've had some milestones recently.
Okay.
You know, it's, you want to just pause it and stop it. And then other times you're like, okay, can we move forward?
Yeah.
I'm talking about being
life.
With them.
Yeah, no, I get it. I've got four. I've got two girls and two boys. And yeah, now 3 grandchildren.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm like, I honestly never thought of grandchildren because I was so in with my children that I never even thought of, I didn't go forward, you know. And oh my God, now I've got twin little boys and another little. My other daughter had one son, and so I've got 3 little boys, 2 years old and 16-month-old. And oh my God, they are like the apple of my eye. And I feel like, in a sense, now that you have, you know, like you have children, it's like you could do it better.
Yeah.
And you have time, and you take the time, because it's not my hustle right now, you know? So
it's, you know, you go to university or law school and you get prepared for your career, but you don't go to an undergraduate child development program that teaches you how to be a parent.
I know. Nobody prepares you for life even.
Yeah. You draw on from what your parents did and what you learned in the community, but to a certain extent, we're all kind of thrown into it.
I know. And then even saying with that, you know, we have what your wife learned, what you learned, and then you got to merge them together and make your best of what you guys feel together. That's a whole nother ballgame, right?
It is. And you're trying to find that balance between her experience and yours.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you have different notions of discipline. Other times you have, you know, different notions.
Yeah, well, my parents did it that way. Well, my parents did it this way. Well, okay, you know, so then you got to have a different plateau that you guys got to figure it out. So, yeah, it's there's definitely.
And all the electronic devices.
Oh,
Kim.
My God. What's your thought of that? Don't you think it's 24/7?
I'm
and,
wary,
yeah.
Frankly, I just feel like it needs boundaries. I see kind of in my day job as a prosecutor the dangers of the cell phone. You know, as a recent author once said, everyone's connected, but no one's really in control.
Ooh.
And you just see the amount of mischief that can happen through texting, through the downloading of applications. And I just tell parents, monitor your children's cell phone use. Make sure you have their password, that you can look at their phone, that you understand what applications they have on it. And also just erect some boundaries, you know.
I totally agree.
I'm a big fan of, like, it's a non-electronic day this whole day. No one's going to
unplug.
Use it. But that means us too.
Yeah, be careful. And that is so true. Be the example. And like, darn, why did I ground them? You know, or why did I, because I just grounded myself, right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
But you go to these dinners and you see everyone texting and not talking. And you're like, wait
it's
a second.
It's sad.
We're a family. We've
I know.
Got to communicate.
Yeah, our seniors look at us and we have not a lot of great communication skills anymore. That's sad.
It is.
That's really sad. You know, I would love to take a really quick break. But when we come back, can we talk a little bit more about you as a DA?
Sure.
And then community things that are going
Absolutely.
On?
Absolutely. I would
All
love
right.
to.
All right. Thank you so much for staying here. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I've got some Ojai Wine Festival tickets. And of course, this is their 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival. And that is happening June 11th. I've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805 4 419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to remind everybody that we have Mayor Eric Nasarenko here, and we're going to continue talking. And of course, our phone number, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sylvia Milo stars in the poetic and poignant production of The Other Mozart, directed by Isaac Byrne. The true story of this untold figure in music history comes to life with music composed by Mozart and Mariana Martinez. Original music written for the play by Nathan Davis and Phyllis Chin. The New York Times describes the show as strikingly beautiful. The Stage of London says the show is a gem. Discover the real story behind The Other Mozart at Rubicon Theater in Ventura's downtown cultural district. The Other Mozart opens May 31st and runs Wednesdays through Sundays through June 18th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Mayor Eric Nasarenko. Did you always want to be a mayor? Did you, you know how like, people like, did you envision this?
Very short story, Kim. I was 11 or 12 and our fifth or sixth grade class, I can't remember which, went on a field trip to L.A. City Hall, and I got to meet then-Mayor Tom Bradley, a tall athlete, former LAPD lieutenant, and I remember shaking his hand, and I went back that night, and I said, Mom, I think it would be really cool to be a mayor.
I love it. I love it. And here you are today.
And here I am. So maybe I had it in the back of my mind somewhere.
Like,
kind of
careful what you put out in the universe, right? I love that. Being a mayor, also you are a DA too, correct? Is that your first and foremost, or how does that work? Do you know, how do you balance all that?
With some difficulty, my priority is serving the state and the county as a prosecutor.
Correct.
That is my duty. I prosecute exclusively sex crimes, so primarily child molestation and rape cases. The mayoral responsibility is in the evenings, during the lunch hour, like now, and then when possible on weekends. We have a city manager or a CEO who runs the city on a day-to-day basis. My function as mayor is, one, presiding over the meetings, and we have about three of them a month on Monday nights. Also, setting the agenda with the city manager. What are we going to vote on? When will it come before the council? And also setting the policy direction. So for development, for homeless services, broad outlines of issues that the community cares about. We recently passed Measure O, thanks to the voters. That'll bring in $11 million more per year, which is huge. That was an initiative that I, as mayor, really wanted to champion, and I'm grateful to the voters of Ventura for supporting it.
Wow, that's great. And what is that exactly, if you don't mind sharing?
No, I don't mind at all. It's a half-cent tax on most sales purchases, and it will go towards primarily three areas. One, infrastructure. We just turned last year 150 years old.
Right.
We're not a young city.
Right.
You look at Camarillo at Thousand Oaks, they were incorporated in 1964.
So are you talking about like earthquake retrofit?
Yes.
That kind of, yeah.
Potholes, street repaving. Attending to the landscaping and street medians, putting in better storm drains to capture the water so that it doesn't flood our streets, and then looking at our homeless issue and maybe devoting a portion of the Measure O funds to a homeless shelter to give them housing.
Beautiful.
We have an oversight committee which is going to help guide the council in making those types of decisions, but this is $11 million per year, Kim, that we will now begin to achieve that we historically have not had in the past.
I love it. And yeah, that's it's a win-win.
It is.
You know, because the people that they'll be able to see what it's making a difference.
And one of the most immediate ways they'll see that is in maintaining Fire Station 4, which is at Montgomery and Telephone. they do a phenomenal job. They had been funded in the past through a federal grant. That grant expired. So part of our commitment to the voters is, if you help pass this, we'll keep that fire station open, because the East End needs fast and efficient paramedic response, fire response. So one of our obligations is to maintain that service, and that's what Measure O will allow us to do.
Wow. Okay. I like it. I like it. God, I have to have you back in. We're almost at the end of our show, and this has been so interesting. Being a DA, I'm sure you see a lot of things going through your courts, and is there room for repair when these kids are, or, you know, people have made a mistake? How do you look at that? Because being, to me, a mayor, you're looking for repair, right? It kind of almost, it's like, to me, maybe like a teeter-totter. How does that hit you?
Great question, Kim. In fact, just 2 days ago, I met with a pastor and a community leader about human trafficking. How do we prevent young females, particularly teenagers, from becoming victims of human trafficking, from entering that horrendous crime? And what I tell them and what I share with you is, these children need positive social outlets. So what can we all do as a community? Well, one, we should consider becoming foster parents. Mm. That is making sure that perhaps these kids don't enter the group home system, but rather enter a loving, caring foster home. If that doesn't work, there are programs at Casa Pacifica for mentoring. These children need to see that there are positive adults that will help them, that will mentor them, that will be a part of their life and won't abandon them.
Yeah, I work with Interface. Casa Pacific has got their big event coming up. There's so many of these things. And you're right. They're, you know, sometimes they just go down that wrong street. And how do we get them back? And, you know, so Eric Nacerento, our mayor, I want to have you back. Please.
I'd love to be back.
Because we just barely touched on it, and we have so many things to talk about. I thank you. Where can people find out more about you and get involved with you?
They can go to what I would ask them to do is just Google City of Ventura.
Okay.
Once they do that, they'll find our website, just recently renovated. It looks great. And then okay. They can find information about me and my colleagues on the city council.
Incredible. Thank you so much. Of course, I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial weekend. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And with that, be your advocate for your own family. That's all I can say. And be an example to our children that look up to you. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I look forward to talking with you next week, and have a great, safe Memorial weekend.